Alaska's capital city is battling addiction. The Juneau community continues to face substance-related deaths and near deaths. Three women who've been on that dark side recently went to KTOO to talk about addiction, long-term recovery, and a rally that gave them hope. KTOO's Lisa Fu has more.
Christina Love, Kara Nelson, and Julie Douglas are all in recovery. At different times in their lives, they've been addicted to different substances. Love is an advocate at the Aware Shelter in Juneau. She says addiction started out with Adderall in college. Then it was cocaine.
And then we went to crack cocaine, and alcohol was always there. The hangovers were bad, so we went to pills, and then we went to oxys, and then we went to heroin, and then benzos. You mix in, it's anything that's in front of you at any given point.
Love detoxed in Fairbanks and became sober. Then she started treatment and is in long-term recovery.
Once you have this disease, you suffer it for the rest of your life, and it can't be stopped, but it can be arrested.
Love and Kara Nelson met on the recovery journey about 4 years ago. They'd been anonymous in meetings held in churches and basements before they started speaking and advocating publicly. Last month, they and six other women from Juneau and Anchorage represented Alaska in the Unite to Face Addiction rally in Washington, D.C. They marched in the National Mall with close to 30,000 people involved in the recovery movement, including other recovering addicts and those who've lost people to addiction. Nelson is the director of Haven House, a faith-based transitional home for women recently paroled or released from prison. Haven House provides peer-to-peer support for women who faced addiction and incarceration. Nelson organized the trip to D.C.
As a person in long-term recovery and as someone who has an extensive history in our criminal justice system and continuously sees my friends, our neighbors, our people incarcerated, and then the effects of that, and then getting out and having even more issues than being in prison itself. This was a very personal thing for myself to be a part of.
The rally called for changing the conversation around addiction and treating it as a health crisis. Nelson says recovery is a lifelong journey, not aftercare for a month.
If you have any other kind of illness or disease, you're going to have these checkups and you're going to continuously be checking into every symptom, right? That's exactly how substance use and mental health should be treated as well.
At one of the rally events, people wore T-shirts and carried posters of loved ones who had passed away from addiction. Julie Douglas says being surrounded by that helped her and the others come to terms with the wreckage of their past.
Any one of us could have been a poster or a T-shirt for sure.
Douglas also works at Haven House as a house manager. She says offering peer support to the residents gives her support to heal from her alcohol addiction. During the rally, the group visited Alaska's congressional delegation to lobby for bills related to the recovery movement, like the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act. The CARA bill will help bring money to grassroots recovery organizations. Love says it was empowering to be at the D.C. rally and be advocating with people who've shared experiences of feeling rejected, discriminated against, and suicidal.
I've said a million times over and over and over, I'm a person in long-term recovery. I mean, that's one of my favorite things about myself, and it's one of my favorite things about the people that I help, you know, because it stands for something so completely opposite from what the rest of the world thinks. You know, they see an addict, but I see a person who's resilient and a fighter.
Nelson helped form the Juneau Recovery Community 2 years ago. It's people in recovery helping people in recovery through support and social events like Recovery Fest. But she says more needs to be done. Because Nelson and the others have the firsthand knowledge, it's personal. And
we've been able to educate ourselves to really be in a position where we are the ones that are the solution.
Nelson and Love are both recovery coaches. They plan to work with local agencies to form a community plan focused on recovery and are actively meeting with Juneau organizations to try to establish a detox facility. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.